perfectly right. And on the way, the angry.
Good day, it's 7 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day, as a matter of fact. Dudley's out checking on the cows, and join us here in a second. It's Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler, and over here in the corner, Rich McFadden. Checking out some of the stories important to you today. And here's one that is always fascinating me, Jennifer and Roberta and Ken. This Amanda Knox thing. Mm-hmm. Apparently, she's waiting for the verdict from an Italian court to see whether she should have to go back and stand. Is it whether she should have to go back and stand trial or whether she is actually
guilty or not? This is her third trial.
Yeah.
You can't go back. Why would she go back?
Yeah,
well, that's what I'm just trying to find out is, let's say they find her guilty.
She just can't go to Italy.
She just can't. So there's no extradition.
Which I wouldn't mind if I never went to Italy again.
Italy's great. I think
they could. Here's the thing. I think they can try to extradite her, but it would be up to John Kerry to decide, and I don't think that he would send her back.
I think that John Kerry would be burned at the stake if he were to send her back.
Oh, gosh, yes. And don't forget, Italian court law is a little different from ours. So here you're innocent until presumed innocent until proven guilty. There you're presumed guilty innocent.
Roberta's house.
Wow.
It's the reverse of what we have here.
Yeah. Great. All right. So there are a couple of other things that are floating around here. By the way, it's the Doug Steffens Good Day program. Richie, did you introduce everybody around?
I did.
Good for you. Nice job.
I even said your full name.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus will be with us visiting in a few minutes. Later in the hour, Dr. Joy Brown here to help us work our way through problems of life. This is from the Roberta Department.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody ready? There are two stories. First one, the story from New York City where a man has admitted to smuggling nearly 40,000 piranhas into New York City. What are we going
to go
to
after the rats?
With 40,000 piranhas. Well, I thought of you first when I saw the story at DougSteffens.com about the California man who was arrested yesterday after 300 snakes were found in his home. You've had a snake living in your home.
Yes, I did.
Are you going to have any more?
It has since died.
Oh.
Oh, your snake died?
Really?
Oh, well, this is a funny story. Oh, yeah.
She makes
when
fun
I was
of them?
When
the
I was
the rat
this,
the snake. The rat
yeah, snake. I was at a formal affair, and my daughter calls me and says the rat is eating the snake's brains.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Roberta.
You are twisted, man.
So this guy, this is an elementary school teacher who was arrested after police found 300 pythons slithering around inside his home. There were 300 live ones and 300 dead ones. Police said animal control officers served a search warrant in the Santa Ana residence of William Frederick Buchman, a teacher at the elementary school in Newport Beach. He was detained on charges of animal cruelty.
Ugh.
Really?
Animal cruelty. How did he live in that house?
I don't know. Apparently the neighbors were complaining of the foul odor coming from the house, and that's why they went in there in the first place.
The bigger problem here is where these snakes that these, and I'll call you all idiots, the ones who are, you know who you are, the ones who are taking these pythons illegally, and then they grow to a point where you cannot handle
them
anymore.
They flush them down the John.
And they flush them down the John, or they just go to the local river, the lake, whatever, and let them go.
Yeah.
And this is one of the things that's killing the Everglades and other wetlands.
Yep.
They're eating all of the birds. They're eating all of the fish. They kill everything in that area. So if you're thinking, or anybody who's
out
there,
why are they legal to have them even in? Why would they?
I don't think they
legally
are.
Sell them.
Right? Yeah. No, they do sell them. So
yeah,
I don't
you can
know
buy
why.
Them.
But it gets out of control. So if anybody's thinking you have a kid and they're like, I want a python, I want a python, and you're thinking,
oh my god,
do not get it because at some point it's going to get out of control and you won't know what to do with it.
All right. Ask a question, please,
yes,
of Roberta, because I think she's the only one that'll be able to help me here.
Yes.
So there's a smell coming out of that house, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so conceivably it's partly because of the dead pythons. But do snakes poop? What does their poop look like?
They poop, absolutely.
Is it stinky?
It's kind of it's kind of whitish. And if they've eaten, like, let's say, a mouse or something like that, you'll find some of the fur in there and stuff like that. But they definitely poop,
Is it stinky, though?
They poop quite a lot. Not as
Jennifer,
stinky as, let's say, dog poop or cat poop.
Well, you know, it's almost the anniversary of the British invasion, Doug.
Yeah.
And, you know, all you have to do is go pick up a snake, and the first thing they'll do is poop on you.
What I wanted to have Roberta come in on was the man accused of smuggling 40,000 piranhas into the U.S.
How do you smuggle a fish that has to live in
they
water
came in
the U.S.?
That's what
I want to know.
Here's how the fish distributing company had them labeled as harmless aquarium fish. Guy's name that runs it is Joel
Just don't put
Breakauer.
Your finger in the tank.
He paid $70,000 in fines yesterday. Authorities say he admitted buying the fish from a Hong Kong supplier that he instructed to falsely label the shipments. Let's see here. He began importing them in 2011, shortly after New York City prohibited possession of piranhas. So he found the black market for 39,548 piranhas, and they're worth a lot of money, apparently, and thousands of dollars. What are you, nuts? Why would anybody want to buy or pay $1,000 for an illegal piranha? Because the risk, I mean, you talk about the snakes and what they do to the ecosystem, Richie. You put these things into the water and what they do to the other fish and stuff that's in their any kind of life. Wow. Awful.
But then again, I was listening to a story about what happened to all of the wolves in North America and how...
They went to Wall Street.
Well, basically how when we started farming in this country, they were replaced by cows because we had to kill them all off because they were killing the cows that...
Right, and justifiably so.
Yep.
Nice job, Doug.
It's you and the farmers.
Yeah, the wolves. Damn those wolves. Get rid of them. All right, Dr. Ken Kronos is going to save us from ourselves here, and Roberta's continuing description of how the poop comes out of a piranha will be curtailed.
If an odd curiosity with how things poop. That's part of going to the zoo.
What, trying to figure out how everything poops?
I just watch. It's amazing. See an elephant poop? Wowza!
Whoa! Dr. Ken.
All right, how's it going down with your Wheaties, everybody?
He's going to talk about an avocado.
Bigger than an avocado.
All right, stand by for that on a good day.
Watch what happens when I need something for business. Say my laptop just died.
OfficeMax has laptops, tablets, and printers that are perfect for you.
How'd she know? And why is this report in black and white?
OfficeMax has most major brands of ink and toner at the lowest prices guaranteed.
Okay, I'll go. Right after I clean up these files.
OfficeMax has cloud storage, so you can be productive on the road.
Isn't she amazing?
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at OfficeMax, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Introducing our new spring seasonal, Sam Adams Cold Snap.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's got a lot of flavor.
It says springtime.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's very smooth. Cold Snap is light and refreshing.
So this beer has 10 different ingredients. You have this really nice, complex spice and fruit flavor to it.
Wow. It's got a lot going on.
I like the name, too, Cold Snap. It's like we're kind of snapping out of that season.
Yeah, this is my kind of beer.
Crisp, refreshing, and
refreshing is the best word.
Delicious.
Sam Adams Cold Snap. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be a good bottle of mask. Responsible.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available.
Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with us on the Doug Steffen Good Day program to go over some of the important medical news of the week. A lot of people are talking, Ken, about this cruise ship that had 700 people ill on it. Is this Legionnaire's disease? Is this the same thing? This wasn't even Royal Caribbean is highly touted, not like Carnival, where you seem to get sick when you walk on the ship. What is it that keeps these? Why is it just because they're isolated at sea? Why would there be so many problems like this on a ship like this?
Well, this is all about a bug called norovirus, a virus, and nearly 700 crew and passengers, they fell ill abroad. The Explorer of the Seas, it's the highest number, Doug, of sick people reported on any cruise ship in 2 decades. Norovirus, it can be transmitted easily person to person. I don't mean to be too vulgar, but it's via the fecal-oral route, and I don't know if I need to be any more explicit, and it spreads through the airborne droplets. Also, when someone vomits, they just aerosolize the virus, and then you breathe it in, and you've got it immediately. Sure. It can be spread through the food, water, and contaminated environmental surfaces. You just touch where somebody just threw up around, and you've got it. The onset of symptoms with norovirus is typically abrupt, and it often includes vomiting and diarrhea. Fever is present in approximately half of patients.
Ooh.
Wash your hands. Don't become crazy, but keeping your hands clean, keeping your hands out of your mouth, especially after you go to the bathroom, is a way to keep away from this. And if anybody is throwing up with this, you want to stay away because they're just sending millions of these viruses into the air. You breathe it. You got it.
All right. UCLA and their research department have a warning out about testosterone therapy. And what I want to do is make sure that we qualify this sort of therapy is usually prescribed versus the things that we talk about with products like PT9, right?
Correct, yeah. Correct. And this is going to change the way we approach testosterone replacement, but this is about actually using the prescription testosterone products or the supplements that are high in testosterone. And this is out of the Public Library of Science Journal, PLOS1, just this week, that men with heart disease double their risk of heart attack soon after they start using testosterone gels or other supplements. And also testosterone doubles the risk in men over 65 with or without heart disease. And again, this is out of UCLA this week.
Well, so how much more potent is the prescription than the things you take to feed your prostate? There's not really testosterone, not much testosterone in those products, is there?
Correct. And doctors have been increasingly prescribing testosterone for men to increase their sex drive, to give them more energy, and to improve their muscles. And I think you need to have a conversation with the doctor, if you're on it, about whether the risk of taking it is worse than the risk of not taking it.
All right, then avocado at lunchtime is very, very good for you.
I'd love to get a good idea recipe for this one. This is out of Nutrition Journal this week, that adding a half of a fresh avocado to lunch helped healthy, overweight people feel fuller and reduce their desire to eat between meals. So avocados, maybe you put the recipe of the week up there.
Just cut some tomato up, a lot of olive oil, some salt and pepper, a little avocado tomato salad. Yeah. Good stuff, man.
Coming to lunch.
Hi, Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with us on Good Day.
This portion of Good Day Show is sponsored by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometers. Friends, did you know that Exergen is rated the most accurate temperature read and has been proven by more published studies than any other thermometer? Take it from me, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. This cold season, make sure you have one for your family. I've got one. So should you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. To find out more, go to Exergen.com. Exergen.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Started the Grammys last week, not by singing well, although she did okay, but by moving her A around, a T and A shot,
you know,
which was unnecessary at 8 o'clock for my.
I had to switch channels because my daughter walked in.
Yeah. A little too much, huh?
And
it was unnecessary. Know, 8 o'clock.
It's, right. What? It's not so much the outfit that was bothersome. It was the moves.
Just the way she was.
And you know your daughter would
around.
Like the music and want to dance just like that.
My daughter's a total pop princess, and
daughter.
It gets her attention. She walks by the room. She hears the music. She has to come in and look. And I was like, okay, let's switch back over to anything else.
Yeah. So, there you go. Dr. Joy Brown, by the way, joins us in a little bit here to talk about boosting your mood, how to get up and get active and get yourself out of a depressive mood. 25 after the hour. All right, so you can keep the Beyonce story going because I wanted to bring people around to this story that we have today at DougStephan.com. From today's show, we report that Ms. Beyonce is the subject of a course being taught at Rutgers called Politicizing Beyonce, which uses her music and career to explore, quote, American race, gender, and sexual politics. That's what that was about the other night. This isn't a course about Beyonce's political engagement, how many times she performed during President Obama's inauguration weekend. The teacher is Kevin Alfred. He says, I'm looking, this is a campus newspaper that highlighted the story. This is a PhD student who lectures for the Department of Women's and Gender Studies at the college campus. The course will compare and contrast the drunken love singer's music videos and lyrics with important works from the black feminist movement, including the writings of Alice Walker and Sojourner Truth, the abolitionist. Oh, this fellow, again, Kevin Allred is his name, says Beyonce is a fitting candidate for the kind of course given her larger-than-life presence in American culture. She pushes boundaries. He says, while other artists are simply releasing music, she's creating a grand narrative around her life, her career, and her persona. Within the framework that she presents, the course will encourage students to be critical consumers. He says it's important to shift students away from simply being consumers of media toward thinking more critically about what they're engaging in on a regular basis.
A So let's take a listen to one of her biggest hits, which is the song we were just playing, All the Single Ladies, and let's look at the narrative here.
I sing this in my car. I have no idea what the lyrics are. I just know if you like it, you should have put a ring on it.
It's exactly.
Yeah. Don't give them any attention. That's all I know.
That and one verse that we that I just played is the only verse in the whole thing. The rest is if you like it, you should put a ring on it. That's the narrative. If you like it, you should have put a ring on this.
Boy, is that true.
Sounds a little sexist to me.
Yeah. But I think that's kind of interesting. I love looking at pop culture and music especially.
Well, shouldn't we be teaching more of it in colleges? Is that something that we ought to be...
A course on bootyliciousness, perhaps?
I think we always have. I think that you look at the hippie generation, and there's always been a connection to college, protest, music...
College professors.
Yeah. I think we always have had it, and so now it's just an official class.
Huh. Mark Twain.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
And Beyonce together again. Wouldn't that be nice? Mark Twain and his literature and Beyonce and her music. Teach that class. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Who kicks an addiction to drugs?
Older adults, say over 67, have the highest recovery rate.
Dr. Barbara Krantz is an addiction specialist in Florida.
We're looking at people in recovery, like percentages even as high as 85%.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. But drug addiction in seniors to things like painkillers and sedatives is hard to spot because symptoms include confusion, falls, and memory loss.
You need to not just say, well, they're getting older or they're under a lot more stress. These signs and symptoms a lot of times are attributed to other medical problems, and they're not. The sad thing is that if caught early, it's easier to treat, and the disease in itself, addiction, is very treatable, and their quality of life will be so much better.
For more information, check the links on our website. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Conversation here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, Dudley Steffen. The expectation is, economists are saying today, that the annual growth rate in the United States will be stronger than it has been for a while. About 3.3% is what the predicted increase is. If that is of interest, I don't even know what these numbers mean, and most people don't know what they
mean. They're so manipulated anymore.
Of course they are.
They don't mean what they tell you they mean.
Does that mean you're going to have 3.3% more money to spend on yourself or on your family? What does that mean? It doesn't mean anything. Just as a way, you're right, to puff up after the president's speech, everybody wants to know specifics. Okay, well, this is the good stuff we're doing. Most of the, I heard somebody from Politico.com, Kenny, if you want to back me up on this, because I don't know that I'll remember everything that was said, and you're usually pretty good at that sort of thing, suggesting that when the fact checker was out checking the facts, there were many different ways you could examine and interpret the facts. So the facts may not have been the facts at all. And I don't know whether you have comments on that and other things at facebook.com/Twitter, Kenny, that you want to bring to the surface, Twitter at Good Day Show.
I don't see anything. There were a lot of angry comments about the State of the Union, and
nasty
most of them really
comments.
Had nothing. Yeah, and
yeah,
most of them
nasty.
Had really nothing to do with
content.
Whether you agreed with the content of a speech or not.
Yep.
Most of them were just. It was a lot of personal attacks.
Yep.
One of the things that people are talking about not being really what you think it is these executive orders. So, for example, raising the minimum wage to $10.10.
Yeah.
And how if I can't get Congress to do it, I'm just going to go ahead and act on my own. Well, where he can act on his own there is to do it on federal...
Yeah, only federal work.
Federally contracted employees.
Uh-huh. Which there aren't a lot making minimum wage. Those are probably custodians, janitors,
right.
those type of people.
Well, but no, wait, no, it, no. It, hold on just a second. It goes further than that. It can be required that contractors who serve in the government arena,
right.
for example, cafeteria workers that are
right.
in the in,
sure.
in the cafeterias,
so,
in the buildings or the
But it's
the
only
bases.
For contracts signed going forward because they were afraid that if they went to try and do this retroactively of all of the lawsuits that would come yeah. out between the companies.
Appropriately.
So now if you want to sign a contract with a government, you have to agree to pay them 10-10.
But how much is that going to cost the taxpayers to pay the increase for whatever it's going to cost to, you know, think these guys are going to absorb it, do you?
Here's the thing. So, okay, we're going to move the minimum wage to 10-10. Okay, so now look at, it's been whittled down to the small percentage of people it's actually going to affect.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, what they're basically trying to say is, yes, he can take executive orders on certain things and make a difference, but by the time it's done, it really doesn't. It's just trying to say, listen, I'm going to get something done.
It's symbolic.
It's
and
symbolic,
also,
and he's trying
to
get the conversation to get the conversation moving is what he's trying to do. But it really doesn't have a large effect. But maybe it moves the conversation. So
no.
that's why they're trying to do it.
Do we consider that to be a good thing?
I guess it depends on your take on whatever topic it is they're trying to push the conversation on. Do you want to talk about minimum wage?
I think people need to get paid what they are worth right. in a competitive marketplace. And if it takes $10 to get good people to do whatever it is that the job is, you got to pay them $10, $12, whatever it is. If you can get people who are less than that, and you're in a competitive business, and some guy's going to pay $8 an hour.
Yeah, you let the market dictate it.
Well, right. but yet that person won't be competitive if he's trying to work in the same arena and the other guy is paying $10 an hour or is required to. I mean, a lot of these government jobs now, I told this story earlier, what's happening, one of the things that was part of the government's, the president's speech the other night was an increase in fuel efficiency standards for trucks. Well, what's happened in the construction business is these fuel efficiency standards have been required on new Caterpillar or any, not just Caterpillar, that seems to be the standard name, but any bulldozer, any excavator, any rock truck, anything being used on a road project,
yeah.
for example, or a building project. So if you're doing work for the government, they're requiring you to have equipment that meets these standards. Well, that means we're
less
going to go
power.
Out and buy a Caterpillar 315 excavator, which costs about $500,000. The taxpayer is going to pay for that, whereas the work could be done by a 15-year-old excavator that can do the same thing, whether it has low hours or not on it, but because it doesn't have the same sort of converter in the diesel torque, I mean,
Jennifer's eyes are
glazing
over.
Well, but I'm just giving
you
an example of what
right.
it's going to do. The taxpayer is going to pay for this
stuff. It's the Junker for Clunker program.
Yeah,
and,
same thing.
Yeah.
yeah, that's a good example.
You know, the other thing
yeah.
we talked about, Dougie, when you were out sick, Ken and I had a nice conversation with some folks that called in. And I think one of the main underlying issues from a cultural standpoint is when you raise the minimum wage, do people become complacent? Okay, we're making $10 an hour now. Do we really need
to
go for that better job? Do we
yeah.
need to, you know, is this just enough for us?
That's
and I think that's really
point.
Important because
yep.
I think we become really a society that's just kind of, we'll
yep.
take what we can get. We'll kind of leave it. You know, if
yep.
we make $10 an hour, you know.
And we become.
Do you fight for more than that? I mean,
what planet do you live on?
Los Angeles. And I see it all the time. You know, people
you
are just
$10
complacent.
An hour, people are happy with that. They become complacent.
I do.
At $10 an hour.
You know, without a doubt, people do
Some
not
people.
Work harder to improve themselves. Yeah. That's why we're having the whole conversation of the government raising their minimum wage because they won't go out and get a better job
right.
that makes them more money.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. It's an amazing world.
When I first got into radio,
I made
$6 an hour and I was 27 years old. I made $6 an hour. And you know how long that lasted? 6 months before I was able to find another job in radio that paid me twice that. That's because I went out and found that job.
Yeah, because you were
I was
not happy.
Nothing. Who cleaned up after the promotion? We all have the stories. Whatever it is, but it, you know what? I went out and found the job that paid me twice as much as what I was making.
All right. So here's a great radio story. You ready?
the 10-10 wins thing?
No. Well, oh, that's another good story.
That was
yeah,
beautiful.
That is great.
Right, hey, so and 10-10 is the new federal minimum wage.
That's the whole story.
You want to? Well, I'll tell the story. You can tell the story, or Robert, whoever ahead, wants to ahead. Tell the story. All right, so the headline after the night of the president's speech, so it would have been Wednesday morning, the State of the Union, the president, as we're all talking about, proposes a $10, 10 cent an hour wage. So the news station in New York is 1010 WINS. Headline on the newspaper, 1010 wins, which refers to the $10, 10 cent an hour and winning if you're not getting paid that much money. But it listed, but everybody saw it in the radio world. Like, wow, how'd you like to have a half a page and the best newspaper or the most circulated newspaper in New York with your call letters and your dial position on it?
How convenient.
That's actually great. 10-10 wins.
If you raise the minimum wage to $10 an hour,
there we go.
That's $19,000 a year.
Who can live on that?
Yeah. The federal poverty level is $24,000
higher than that. Now it's higher than that now.
Roberta, but
shouldn't
people
the minimum
are content
wage
living there because
be
the government offsets
the poverty
those
level?
No, why? Go out and get two jobs if you want to get above it. Why should we be subsidizing or paying for somebody to work? That's ridiculous.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, never mind. Oh my goodness. All right, here's the story.
You people are
you people?
Here she goes with you people.
You people. Gary Gauthier is the
you
host.
You talk like old white men.
Gary, we are old white.
We are old white.
Gary Gauthier is the former host of a show in Tampa called It's God's Money. Listen to this. Police arrested him yesterday. He and another guy charged with defrauding listeners, mostly elderly, out of millions of dollars, according to the St. Petersburg Times. Documents say that a majority of the victims stated they relied upon the statements made by Mr. Gauthier on his program, It's God's Money, because they were made on his show, which is on a Christian radio station, so it must be true.
Hmm.
It's God's money, defrauding.
Send it to me and I'll make sure I get it to him.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
That's awful.
Oy.
Right. You know, there's a special place reserved for that guy, though, using
guys.
God's name like that. Come on.
You know, I'm kind of seeing the shiny penny over here story, Doug, but I wanted to bring it up for you.
Go ahead.
Talking about God, last night I watched the show Revolution.
I watched a little of it. It was
yeah,
very
I watched
brutal
it last night, too.
Night.
I like
it's
that
brutal,
show.
But there's a underlying theme in it that I think you would really dig. I know how big a fan you are of Star Wars and the Force. The Force is everywhere. The energy is everywhere.
Right.
And all the energy is connected. So the energy that you are touching is the energy that touches me, and we're all connected.
Yep.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
Well, they have this theme in Revolution where these micro nanotech organisms are all connected, and there's this force. And last night, two of the people who developed the technology that created this nanotech ran into the other person that helped them create it. And he is now a preacher healing people with the nanotech, but he thinks it's God.
Yeah.
They tell him, it's not God, it's the nanotech. And the guy says, what's the difference?
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, that was a very powerful statement.
It was very fascinating. Very fascinating. So anyway, you just brought up God, and I had to tell you that because I knew you'd be interested.
That's very good. Thank you. Speaking of God, Dr. Joy Brown will join us in a matter of moments to talk about how to get yourself out of the winter funks, the depression that is so prevalent in our country today because of the more severe winter we're going through. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if you activate the service. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer, digitally equipped, pre-owned, and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
It's
flu season, and the CDC recommends annual flu vaccination as the best way to protect against the flu, which can be especially dangerous for adults age 65 and older. Dr. Joe Brzee of the CDC's Influenza Division.
Human immune defenses become weaker with age, which places older people at greater risk of severe illness from influenza.
There are several vaccine options for seniors, including the regular dose flu vaccine and a higher dose vaccine designed to provide a stronger immune response. Dr. Rick Burkell of the National Council on Aging.
Seniors need to know that flu activity is increasing nationally and is high in some states. If you have not gotten your flu shot yet this season, now is the time to get one. As long as flu is around, vaccination can be beneficial.
Flu Plus You is sponsored by the National Council on Aging in collaboration with Sanofi Pasteur. To learn more, visit www.ncoa.org/flu. This report brought to you by Sanofi Pasteur.
14 before, is that lady in high school? Where did we get that lady? 14 before the hour on the Doug Good Day program. The winner of this week's Dream Big America contest, the company is called Interessante, which means what? Dr. Brown, Interessante.
Clean earth.
Interessante doesn't mean
great guess.
Why doesn't it?
Or
Terra
maybe
is
interesting.
Terra is earth, Sante is clean.
Interessante is interesting. That's the...
But that's your pronunciation.
Well, yeah, it's the pronunciation. It's Interessante.
Yeah, that's a very different...
Richie wins with all
Interessante would be in healthy earth.
By the way, I was told, Richie, that I should have much more Spanish content on this program in order to win over the 30% of the audience or 30% of the potential audience that would be interested in listening to this program if we had a little Spanish on it.
See.
Why don't we? I'll tell you what. I know 30% of the Spanish, so I'll just start speaking the 30% that I know.
Be fine. Right.
And yeah, we'll be good.
Hi. Antonio Alamorato, I believe is that his name?
It's
Altamirano.
Right, okay. Thank you. Antonio Altamirano from Interessante. Interessante, how do you want me to pronounce it?
Interessante.
Won the $20,000 monthly prize.
Oh, that's great.
In the Dream Big America contest. He was all about understanding the social media. That's what his company is about, but he was all about understanding. He had thousands and thousands of Twitter connections, all kinds of social media stuff. So he worked that, and that's how he won. And that's how you do win
good
under
job.
Circumstances. Good for him.
He gets $20,000 a month?
$20,000, not a month, but
this
he gets a $20,000 prize to promote his new business. It's an entrepreneurial segment
for him.
Of the program. Yeah, very good.
What's his business?
His business is it's all based on
social media.
Social media.
So
right?
he's
PR
like guy.
Pinterest. You show things you're interested in, but it also has a GPS factor to it, so it can show you things that are close to you that you say you're
like
interested
Yelp
in.
Or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
All right. Couple of minutes on how to get people out of the mood they're in. If you're naturally depressed by the cold, by the winter, by the snow, you've gotten the flu, you're not getting activity, so you're sedentary, all these things affecting people's moods. So what does Dr. Joy Brown recommend to fix that? How do we get into our heads to get us out of these bad moods?
Okay. First of all, let me make one clear distinction that depression is not the same as sadness or being cranky. Depression is a real phenomenon, and,
right.
and we need
But don't you think a lot of people really are affected by the cold?
Well, there is something called seasonal affective disorder, but I think that affects a very small percentage of the population. I think most of us respond more positively to nice weather and sunshine. And, but I think what we need to remind ourselves is, aside from our pituitary, that happiness is really a choice. That someone asked me once when I was first starting out, they said, is misery contagious? They said is depression contagious? But I really try and steer away from the word. And I said, well, it's not like a cold. But if you're around people who are always negative, it's harder to be positive. And if you're around people who are positive all the time, it's harder to be negative. So, first of all, it's a choice that you can get up in the morning and either say, oh, my head hurts, or wow, I'm above ground. This is good. You can decide to be around people who are positive as opposed to people who say, oh, I just hate this weather. It really is a choice. And if you feel that you cannot make the choice, then you may need to talk with a professional because it may, in fact, not be crankiness or sadness. It may, in fact, be a mood disorder, and you may need some help.
Yeah, I just find this time of year, especially, there are people... Imagine having to go to a funeral on a horribly cold winter's day.
Well, at least you're going as opposed to being the guest of honor. Yeah, no, see, I kind of like the cold, so what can I tell you? I'm a pain in the neck.
Dr. Joy Brown, 855-99-DR-JOY. Call her any day at noon.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Phil Collins from Disney's Tarzan. Phil Collins is having a birthday today. He's 63, so happy birthday to him. And the star, one of the stars anyway, of our movie in the contest today in question is 84. He's been out of movies for the past, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, and sorely missed. A great, great American actor who could do almost any role. You'll identify his voice very quickly.
You know who it is already.
Yeah, yeah. Good for you, Richie. Richie's so smart, isn't
he? Not just the movie. Why? I just know you.
8883, really? 888-302-3684. Okay, so we'll have some clips, three of them, as a matter of fact, sound from the movie. And then you figure out what the movie is. Call us at 888-302-3684. Get a swell prize. And if you have more important movie moments, I'd like to give a lot of new listeners and people a chance if they figure out what this is. So you have the number. Here's the first clue.
Doesn't it give you kind of a shudder of electricity through you to be in the same room with me?
Yeah.
He's great in this role.
Yeah.
You got it, Chucker?
I think I do. Play another clip, though.
All right, play another clip, Richie.
Stocks may rise and fall. Utilities and transportation systems may collapse. People are no damn good. But they will always need land, and they'll pay through the nose to get it.
I'm not sure which movie it is yet, though.
Really?
Uh-uh.
Oh. 888-302-3684. I'm betting a lot of listeners have figured it out. Here's the last hint.
Just as a reason, when it came time to cash in your chips, it's all good. Diseased maniac would be your banker.
It's my all-time favorite actor.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, you liked him in the Poseidon Adventure. That's where you first got to...
I don't know this movie.
Really? Yeah, you do. You just don't remember the
gene. Right, yeah.
888-302-3684 to identify the movie. You can work on that for a couple of minutes. Chuckle that movie news for us right after this here on Good Day.
Whenever I need to get work done remotely, it happens.
Office Max has a full range of tablets, so you can be productive from anywhere.
See? Now, about this presentation I need to send.
Office Max has a services center to do all your printing, binding, and shipping.
This is crazy. I think I need to sit down.
Office Max has the new WorkPro chairs that are designed to last.
Wow.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, 888-302-DOUG to identify that movie. And meanwhile, Chucker has a lot of movie news for us. What do you have, Chucker?
We'll start with some casting, Doug. Actor Forrest Whitaker is in talks to play a major part in Taken 3, the third entry in the popular series that stars Liam Neeson, who will be back.
Let me guess, he's going to be a good guy cop.
I don't know. They haven't disclosed what role he's going to play, but I know this. Liam Neeson played Hardball on Part 2, and he played Hardball on Part 3 in terms of a salary. Yeah. They're going to give him $20 million. And when you do the math, he's actually worth it because he's filmed and shot on a budget of less than $25 million and make about $200, $300 million worldwide.
I was just sitting here thinking, how many movies has Forrest Whitaker been in? That guy...
He's had a long... Well, he goes back
great
to...
Career.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
That's right.
Yeah, one of
my dad's got the ultimate set of tools.
Gordon has joined the cast of the big screen version of Entourage, which I believe is now.
Who's going? Who joined it? Who is it?
Billy Bob Thornton.
Really?
Yeah. I guess that film, I believe, is just beginning filming. Jeremy Piven, of course, plays Ari Gold, which is the highlight of that show. I'm just curious what type of audience it will it be. You know, how many people are going to go see a movie version of Entourage? I will.
I'll go see it. I thought that was a good show.
I do, too.
Frankly, I didn't like the Italian kid's part. I never liked him. He's always kind of dirty. What's that kid's name?
Adrian Grenier.
No, not him. No, he's a pothead. But the other
Kevin Dillon?
No, Dillon was okay. So the last one, Jerry
Ferraro.
Yeah, right.
Turtle played Turtle.
Speaking of Wahlberg, he's going to host Nickelodeon's Kids' Choice Awards. Why would they choose him?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because he's the star of Transformers 4, and it just fits in with that demographic.
Did you tell us that Chris Pine was in that new movie, The Line? Did I hear you talk about that yesterday?
Yeah, it was announced yesterday. It's a new movie with him.
Can you believe nobody guessed the movie of the day? The movie of the day is Superman the movie. Gene Hackman is 84 today. Happy birthday to him. We miss him.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.